Yo, yo, yo.
We back.
95 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast.
I kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95.
Greatest liar in the game.
Don't even ask me how. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Episode 95 of the Sunday Dinner Podcast. Russell, is there any jerseys that we may be thinking of?
I can't even think of the white 95.
95?
Hey man, did we miss Metal World Peace?
No, we did. No, we hit that one.
Did we say him? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I specifically said.
We said Reggie Wayne. We said a whole bunch of people.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, we had a few people.
Now, Metal World Peace 37. I'm tripping.
No, but what was it? When you remember, he went to 90 something when he was. What was he, 93? I think we did miss him when he switched on. He was 90 something. I thought
he was 80 something.
Was it 80 something? Hold on, I can't remember. But yeah, man,
it was 37. Then he was 15.
Nah, he was some. He did a dumb number. Like, well, maybe it was only short lived, but that's cool. Maybe it was shout out to Metal World Peace. I'm thinking that somebody was 97, I think, or something.
That's a nasty.
All I know is Rodman was 91.
But yeah, 95, man.
What else happened in 95? I can't find any like relevant NFL players, so we just gonna slide on that.
Yeah, I can't think of nothing off the top. 95.
Yeah, we started to get to the nasty numbers.
We're gonna have to say a lot happened. We over at 100.
Like then, unless we going to going to them ABCD AAU jerseys that they the basketball camps that they be having with niggas.
Oh shit! The classic Batman Forever came out in 95.
Hey,
classic. Billy Madison.
Yeah, okay.
Started Adam Sandler's movie career.
Power Rangers movie.
Ivan putting his niggas on. Power Rangers did not get paid.
The Mortal Kombat movie. Damn.
Which one? The first one?
The one that we saw. I said the best one.
Actually, the second one was actually kind of fire.
I liked them both.
They killed that second one.
We don't talk about the new one.
But yeah, nah. But and I'm missing the new one. I mean, shout out to my name.
The second one came out like in 97. Like right at, they got right to where they're like, oh yeah, we about to
I like them
kill
both.
Johnny
I like
Cage.
Them both, but boy, God damn, them graphics is bad, man. Sheesh.
Oh, he doesn't age well at all.
My Lord.
I got to rewatch and see how he transformed into a dragon again. See how it looks now.
Oh, it looks horrendous now.
It is awful.
Man. But shout out to some more comment, man.
Yeah, episode 95, man. We got a lot to get to.
We do?
So okay. Dr. Umar, he is... we can begin with the initial video that he was on XO Sneak recording. Thought that they could catch the
catch him slipping.
Yeah.
What is he called?
Ifan Tunde. They thought they could catch Ifan Tunde.
African and Prince of Pan
Africanism.
The Prince of Pan Africa. They thought they caught him slipping at a mall in was he in Philly? Was it Philly?
No, he's in New Jersey.
He was in Jersey.
It was Cherry Hill Mall, right?
Cherry Hill Mall. No, he made sure he broke down everything.
He was in Jersey, and from the video, it seemed that he was chopping up this white woman. It appeared that a phone was out and there was conversations being had.
A lot of smiles.
Somebody said she was. He was showing her how to block him from.
Right, I was making sure.
The jokes came flying, man.
He's buying some incense from her kiosk. Did not look appeared. Did in
very
the
video food like,
yeah, food man, there's that, they, yeah,
they
yeah.
Said, and they showed she had a rebuttal ability showing her kiosk, but yeah, but that kiosk, you stepped away from the kiosk. Both of y'all stepped away from the kiosk. You buying incense from a non-African kiosk?
What kind of incense she selling, man? They don't know, she don't know about incense, man. Yeah, but man. Nah, that was funny. He definitely is catching. But he was on there like, man, and then he had to come to see the first explanation was real un-Umar-esque. Yeah. I mean, he was like, yo, relax, guys. I was in the mall with my phone.
Can get my iPhone going?
I seen the kiosk, and that was all. Like, but then he came.
That's all happened. No, he made sure he's doing. That's all I was happening with
that's
that
it, guys.
Non-African sister.
Yeah, that's it, guys. You know, just left it at that. But then, you know, he had to pull up like Umar does. He got in that car. He flipped that camera phone to the front-facing camera and went off. He wants you to find the snow bunny that, what did he say, that dipped her vanilla cookie in his chocolate milk or something like that. I want you to find, and we're gonna go live, and we're gonna go live because I want to hear. Tell me to my face, though. Find it, yo. That I'm like, yeah, he couldn't let it go being PC. Like after
the
jokes, them jokes started flying. He was like, I gotta put on my dashiki and turn into big Umar real quick. And let me pop my shit,
big dog.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yeah, man, so.
He did not duck the smoke.
He definitely powered up. Y'all got some jokes. Okay, let me go ahead and do my thing, man. Umar, man, is so fucking funny. Umar is funny to me, but then also the people that like take him very seriously
are funny.
That's even funnier.
That's even funny. That's their king. That's their one.
That's their guy.
I don't know if they donating to the school because he still ain't. It sounds like he still ain't got it up and running yet. So. You know what I mean? He's still waiting on it.
You were lied to.
He's still waiting on Jay-Z and Oprah to throw him some money or whatever. I don't know what he's waiting on. He's still waiting on those brothers to work for free.
On the HVAC system.
Yeah, he's still waiting on the HVAC brothers to come and work for free. Don't worry. He's going to buy the equipment. He just needs y'all to work for free.
I just need all his labor for free. You know what I'm
he just needs the free labor, guys.
Y'all ready to make Umar proud? Get into some white hate. We can start with Jack Harlow. We can start with Russ. Which one? Russ still wants us to take out these loans. He wondered why more of us don't go independent and take out a $500,000 loan. Who's gonna tell him? Who knows how to break it down better? Why?
We were talking about
who wants to tell him he has privilege? Who wants to tell him?
I don't know where.
I never seen nobody. It's just like that. Like just tone deaf about it.
But that was just like, well, what then? Like we were saying first. I'm like, why? I'm like, Russ, I need you to get some slappers or something. I need you to get this music ringing off because every soundbite from every interview contracts. That you ever have is always about an independent artist. Like those are the only clips that go viral. They don't never
give a shit. They ask you about.
That's the only thing. You get asked about every interview, and that's the only them is the only. The only
and it's crazy too because like
everywhere you go, they ask about being independent. Oh, so what? How do you feel about being independent? So how does independent artist?
I do more numbers than the signed
artists.
Yeah,
and it's crazy because
why you don't like the big labels? Well, let me give you
because numbers and like venues and stuff and like state he sells out really really good. So it's like why don't they ever talk about this part of
the
music?
His fan. He got a fan base.
Oh, he got a loyal fan base.
He had a fan base, and I'm not saying. I'm just like, yo, it ain't connecting because these interviews just keep asking you about label deals.
No, you got a fan base. It don't reach the culture like that musically,
You got enough money to get a little baby feature. You know what I mean? I seen you out there. But one of the interviews I've seen, or one of the clips I've seen, was you saying like, well, so instead of going to a label, why don't you go into a bank and take out a $650,000 loan to record your album and then just pay the bank back. And then that way you're still all the way independent. Couple things wrong with that. One, I don't know if you're kind of like I said, Russ, you've been doing your thing, you've been getting money for a long time, but I don't know if you don't know that people are struggling to get $100,000 loans to buy a house where there's collateral. I don't think banks are gonna give you.
Russ, do you think that they would if you walked to a bank and told them that you're trying to fund your rap career?
An album that may or may not be worth a damn.
Sir, please turn around.
Like I said, banks won't give you money for a house that they know. Yes. Okay, if you fuck up, we at least have a house. Like we'll foreclose on it. It's ours. We have some collateral if this go bad. Mm-hmm. You telling me you want them to get $500,000 or I'll even say you want to say $100,000. You think a bank's gonna give $100,000 for an album that they don't know that they'll ever be able to recoup off of? And how would they recoup? I bet you didn't give us our money back. Give us the masters to old.
What the fuck is this masters worth? You know what I mean?
Give us the masters to old Dimebag's album. Yeah, we need that. Remember you said you were going to do a project with that. We need that since you didn't pay back the loan. With the interest.
I'll tell you one thing. You go into them banks talking crazy like you Russ with them with the infant and demanding a loan, but they gonna hit those young mouth talking
to a killer bitch. I don't know where.
It's just like I said. It's just very tone like deaf on his end.
It extremely tone deaf. Like it sounds good in respect. Yeah. Oh yeah, just go get a loan.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is giving these young rappers? Mind you, this isn't Drake. He's not talking about the Drake. But that's what you doing the money down. He's not talking about the Drakes, the Cole. He's not talking about established artists that have. He's talking about new artists. Don't go sign a deal.
Don't go sign a deal.
Go. So this guy that has no catalog, no follow, no business acumen, Lil Dimebag. You want to say like you know what I mean? Lil Dimebag.
Well, Mr. Dimebag, I see you.
You want Dimebag to go into Wells Fargo and ask for thousands of one that probably doesn't have any established credit. Like I said, that doesn't have any type of credentials, and ask them for thousands of dollars, and you think they're gonna say, "Yep, we're gonna fund this album."
Of course, but that's what you're doing the
money down. They signed to a label when. But that's what you're doing the money down. That's what you do. You signed the label deal, but
and also if you follow Russ's plan, but that's what you're doing the money down. You're independent.
This is funny, but yeah, he keep getting interviews and they keep asking about it. So I wanted somebody, one of you new rappers, one of you up-and-coming rappers, instead of you trying to get a label deal, try to get tens of thousands of dollars loan, personal loan from a bank with whatever non-established credit or history or anything that you have. Good luck.
White rapper, y'all be fine. If y'all try that, y'all be
good.
Oh,
yeah. Y'all got co-signers. You got your pops. You got your aunt. Your aunt probably own a business or something. Your pops probably own something. Yeah, you have some co-signers. They'll get you together.
They'll make sure you're good, you know. But yeah, like I said, it's just... like I said, like we both all talked about, I think at some point, like, how about let's talk about your actual music compared to like everything else? So, you know, it was a cool idea. You know, it's a great concept.
You know, I thought he really thought that was like, oh man, this is another way you just get some money. Like you,
like we didn't know this.
Like,
man.
Damn, why don't I just go to a bank and get a loan? It don't work like that.
Yeah, like it's no.
Yeah, it don't work like that.
Maybe whatever like town you go to, I don't know. Like you know, town. I mean?
Where's Russ from anyway?
He's from New Jersey, yeah, from Jersey. Way of Atlanta. He migrated to Atlanta.
New Jersey, Atlanta adjacent.
Jersey, Atlanta.
He's one of those people that they talk about. Like, he's not Atlanta. He's not from.
Yeah. You are not from Atlanta.
Not from Atlanta.
But nah, man. Yeah.
Jack Harlow's trying to sell his fried chicken.
I wish.
How do y'all feel about that? Man, all I got to say is, like, it's just crazy. I was thinking, I was in the car. I'm like, man, it's crazy because, like, a month and a half ago, man, Jack album coming super hype. Boy, that album came and I was like, damn, this was the tides turn real quick.
Because it not only was the music mid, but then he wasn't hitting no more. Like everything he was doing was
started looking at him different.
Was started coming out corny. Like how he couldn't miss with all the little whatever. Anytime a camera was on him, it was just like the perfect picture. What was that, Barney from that doesn't never took a bad picture?
Barney Stinson.
Started, but yeah, it was that's how Jack was. Like anytime a camera was on him, it was perfect. Yeah. Like it was just, you know what I mean? But ever since the album dropped, boy, it's been
I was on the right side of history. I've just
never seen like
white chance.
Like even with the Churchill Downs like video, everyone's just like, yeah, this kind of further proves that like this song. Because even like his verse, I'm like, all right, then we talked about 100 grand part. I'm like, bro, why did you think this sounded good?
Man,
like
I was really wondering about that. But
I said, what?
I'll cop him a plea with the fried chicken thing.
Oh yeah.
Only because he's from Kentucky.
Yeah, so it's kind of like,
and we accepted that white man's fried chicken for all these years. You know what I mean, so it's like he's from Kentucky. Uh-huh. It's Kentucky fried chicken. That's the only reason why I give him that.
That's what they want you. Yeah. They told us he's an undercover brother.
Yeah.
You know, general.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that too.
They told us about this. Now, yeah, no, because we trust him because he's the general, and so general fried chicken, he can sell his chicken because he's. I'm sick of this shit. I was on the right side of history. I never trusted this nigga. Y'all. I invited him in the culture. Y'all didn't ask him for no credentials. Y'all didn't question him. Y'all didn't question this dude. Not even a little bit. You know how like black culture is normally skeptical. Y'all didn't have no skepticism. Not even a little bit of skepticism. Y'all was like, oh, white guy wants to go. Hey, come here. We ain't
smiling
at you. Y'all were so hard on every other.
By the smile.
Y'all were so hard on every white rapper before him. But for some reason, y'all softened up culture. And now look at him. Now he's getting killed. Peter got him out of here.
I don't know. I'm like, did his publicist go on vacation? Like, I don't know what happened after the album. It seemed like everybody that was making sure the camera was right, boy, they started going down.
He was getting carried by black men. Man. That whole thing, that whole scandal. That was just a whole lot of black bad looks, man, boy. Boy, the tides changed fast.
Went to LA Leakers.
Oh man, the Leakers. The good thing for the Leakers, they've came back from that.
Cause, oh, yeah, they leaked a couple of other fire ones.
Yeah, everybody else
been. They're going back to killing, which makes him look even worse. Like he's the only one that ain't killed on the place.
Back to regular schedule program. Back to people killing these LA leaguers. Yeah, because I don't know it. Yeah, Jack. That was. Yeah. Yeah, Jack. I said, hey man, well, it's good. Jack, you made your money. Go ahead and chill out. Cause that's. Yeah.
Go chill out. Go on tour. You know,
Drewski couldn't save you, nigga. Like all these, the industry darling. Oh, it didn't work. It didn't work out.
Man, it worked. It worked. I told you, everybody went on vacation when the album dropped. I'm just convinced. Once the album dropped, everybody's like, all right, we good. We out. Like,
we got
right,
the number one. We got number one record. We
built it up. Like I said, we made sure all the cameras and the pictures were perfect. All the because the leakers didn't come out until after the album came out either. Yeah, they made sure
everything that followed the album. It was
just
a fucking disaster.
So, yeah, everybody went on vacation.
Folded like laundry. Listen.
As soon as they seen that number one, they was like, yep, vacation time. I was like, all right, well.
We done.
We're out. So,
White Chance.
Jack, we'll see you.
I was on the right side of history. And Black Chance, still no. I see you still put no.
Hell no. Yeah.
It's not going to happen. All right.
Hey, man.
I saw that shit you did with Anita Baker and trying to. He's doing the same old rollout that he did in 2017, hey, saving people's career, getting people their masters back and all. He's doing this for a rollout. No, still no.
Hey, man, Chance, I still believe in you, but man,
the Chance and Vic tape. You think that's
about? Wait, man, he every Chance. I believe.
Oh, that's actually happening. Oh, I was about to say, I know.
Supposedly, allegedly, they're dead.
Oh, man.
I was more so laughing because he posted, like, the BTS, the behind the scenes of the bar video and stuff. Like, it was heat.
Oh, man. He turned into Cassidy real quick. Oh, man, y'all didn't catch it?
Man. Shout out to Cassidy. He gave some bars on that joint that just dropped. It just, he just was upset that he was upset at the reactions that he was getting that. Like, he's like, wait, y'all didn't get, like, all right, man. Well, you gotta go, yeah, y'all ain't get it. There was tough bars. It just,
we got it though. But that's the thing. It's wasn't crazy.
For sure.
Okay, that's a bar. Okay, yeah. That's a bar. It's not a crazy bar because the reason why people could cast it because he's on record of thinking like these are just the craziest bars we've ever heard in our life. So like when you talking that type of shit and it turns out to be that, man, that's like, you know,
what a fall from grace.
Oh man, it's he's a probably one of those rappers that like, yeah, now once you lose your label budget and your hot producer is just like, yeah,
lost a couple battles and it's been down.
Yeah, man, listen, all of them. but yeah, no, it's pretty bad. But so y'all want to get into the boys? The boys is back.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, I haven't got to.
Oh, man, yet, listen. So, yeah. Okay, all I'm going to say is Homelander's back. I don't think niggas know who Homelander is. Like, you really need to watch your mouth when you're talking to Homelander. He's not playing.
Yeah, I saw a couple of clips on, like, Twitter and stuff, and I was like, oh, shit. Like,
oh, yeah, I ain't going to watch it. Until I watch it. Yeah, I didn't want to look at no... I didn't click on the clips because I ain't going
to... Yeah, that nigga's wild. And I'm not rooting for Homelander whatsoever, but like, man, listen, they just cannot figure out. Just when they think they got him back to a corner, boy, come to a new, and but I like the direction as far as they're going, as far as like the storyline and stuff. Like the realism that we've always loved from the beginning. Like realistically, if there were superheroes in this world, how it would really go and all this stuff.
For sure.
And they're trying to, this whole social media thing is playing a huge part in like how, because they care about numbers and impressions and what people like and what people care about, and that that is playing an effect.
Like, so, I said, business behind
what they thought they had, you know, they thought they had some, you know, blackmail information on Homelander, and then shit just flips on him, man.
Yeah, I'm interested to see the season because I thought last season was cool. The writing was kind of all over the place. So yeah,
I gotta watch the last episode again before I start this.
Episode one of the season a little wild. It's a little too wild. All
right? So it's right on brand.
It's right on brand.
Are you saying the king is back? Laz Alonso, you saying he's back?
Big goat.
You saying big Laz is back? You're saying
Laz Alonso's back. That's mother's milk. He's back.
still isn't that power.
He's down bad though. He's down bad. Oh, he's down bad in this season. You know, I don't want to spoil too much. I want y'all to see.
No, don't tell me nothing.
I'm gonna try to tap him for the game today.
Yeah, everybody's back, man. Like, you know, if you were alive by the end of last season,
shout out to Seth bringing everybody.
They're giving us some backstory, some stuff that I didn't think we was gonna get backstory for, like with Black Noir and all that shit. So hey, like, all right.
Definitely want to see that. So yeah, we
should be good. Butcher coming, nigga.
So
the butcher is back and he's going crazy. So all that, and then that's not a spoiler. Everybody knows that he's getting powers this season. But
you see that in the trailer.
Well, you should have seen that shit coming last season. You should have seen that's where that was going.
I will say one show that I've seen like a couple more, a little more footage of Ms. Marvel. I might actually be all right. Like,
you tapping in with me?
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna tap in because she's dope as hell. When she was on like the carpet, and she was talking.
She run you over, media darling. She went over with some interviews. Got Russ has tapped in.
And the reviews
look
solid.
This is how Jack Harlow got you.
This is how Jack got you.
But
like her as a person.
I'm gonna check it out. Yeah, it looks interesting that way.
Hey, Russ, watching with me. Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm gonna check it out too, just in case things intertwine and I don't want to miss nothing. We were talking about LA Leakers earlier. Si Hi to Prince says he's the best rapper alive. Mm-hmm. Dropped another love the comment, and he can always rap. That's something we've always known for you.
That's one thing about him. When he says that, he can also like back it up with bars. Yeah. Like, I mean, obviously, you know, it doesn't have to catalog, but.
Got the writing credits.
We got some writing credits for him.
He got one great album though.
Yeah, but nobody will ever be like, oh, that nigga can't rap. I mean, the rapping is definitely there. So yeah, he definitely came with it. Like a potluck better come with it. On LA Leakers for sure. So I haven't even watched the full one. I just keep seeing different clips. Like, I gotta go watch the whole freestyle.
Him and Kanye still friends, or Kanye burned that bridge too?
Oh, he probably burned that joint, man.
He did. He burned it with Cuddy. People overlooked it too when he said that. That shit, like, how he wasn't fucking with Sidewalker. Side said something, or he's still cool with. So he said
I think it was a while, but because it wasn't recent. It was kind of a while back.
Yeah, yeah. It was a while back. But I remember he said something a year ago. He said something, but people overlooked that. I forgot what he said it on, but people overlooked it because he said something about someone else even bigger than like Cuddy or Drake or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think he did. Yeah. I think Sahai just wasn't fucking with the nigga Weird and Out a long time ago. And I think they just kind of fell out. I think it was before the whole seven thing, before he started whoopty scooping and all that stuff. Sahai wasn't there.
Sahai was there. The official fallout, like, we stopped seeing him around Kanye, but he was still in the camp when he was officially out. When Kanye had said something about him, I forgot when he said it, but it was like in the midst of him saying a whole lot of shit about a bigger name, so people only cared about that. And I'm like, did anybody notice how he said that Sahai is out of the group?
Yeah, because I remember they kind of fell out then, because then Sahai went over.
I do remember that.
Oh, no, I know what it was. It was, I think he was pissed that, Sahai had writing credits on Sicko Mode. That's what it was. Because remember in that Kanye,
he says I'm on Dream Camps about that.
It was when Kanye was when he did that Life of the Party verse with Andre, and he brought that up, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
And then that's what it was.
Yeah, that's what he brought up. People overlooked because he was going crazy on everybody. But
what a time!
Oh man, what a time! So Monique and DL went to last week has been crazy.
So I was listening to Brilliant Idiots, and they had Godfrey on there, and he was just basically saying, like, he was like, yeah, man, I can't really pick sides. He's like, I remember once when I did a DJ Vlad interview, and I was talking bad about Monique's husband, and she called me. And I had to talk to her husband. But yeah, man, I stand with DL. I just want to tell everybody, 4 years ago, when Monique was complaining about getting paid on Netflix, I was not with that either. I'm sorry, you know, I'm just going to stand on that. But yeah, so I'm good. It's always somebody else's fault. I'm seeing a pattern.
No, it's a long list. People said that a long list. When she got the wheel pack, like, all right, now you just.
Yeah, I feel like Lee Daniels only apologized because he had a whole crowd in front of him. Let's be honest.
And Lee Daniels kind of down bad, too. Like, he ain't really been so, like, it's probably.
Jesse fucked
really
that good up for him.
Yeah, so you can make amends when it's time to make amends. But that's what you're doing, the money now. But, even with the Netflix boycott, it's like niggas wasn't even allowed to ask questions. Like, well, did you negotiate to try to that Breakfast Club interview? That still burns. That's still embedded in my mind about her, and everyone overlooked it. No one was. So I'm gonna say it here, and I'm gonna say it twice because y'all gonna act like y'all ain't hear it. She said they asked her, did she negotiate? She's like, yeah, we negotiated. And then her husband got on the phone like, oh, actually, I did not negotiate. I repeat, they asked her, did you negotiate? Why did you negotiate? Like, well, we did negotiate. And her husband interjected and said, I didn't actually negotiate. And other people, it's her husband. No one wants to say her husband. She ain't did shit with her career since that nigga became the manager. Her career has been on the downside because of that shit. Like, but
for me, I don't even remember if I said
it. He's fucked up her whole career.
I don't even know if I said it last episode, but like,
cause shit broke that day, like after the podcast.
Yeah. I'm like, man, she just got to go the Kevin Hart route with it, man. Like, hey, man, I'd rather just give you the money, cause like I don't want to hire you to do a job that you can't do. I don't want to hire you to do bad at the job. So I don't want it, cause he was on the Breakfast Club some year a while ago. It was like one of the first ones, and they was like, yo, why don't you hire all your people? He's like, nah, I'd rather just give you the money. Like, yeah. I'd rather just give you the money because I don't want to have to, I want you to fuck up the job. Like, that's what you need to do with a husband. Look, we good over here. I'll make the money, all good. You can be around and all that stuff, but you're just not a good manager. Like, you just doesn't need to be the manager. Like, you'll still get paid. I'll still make sure you straight. We're going to be together forever. All that good. You don't have to worry about it. But the manager shit just ain't for you, man. Like, the manager shit just ain't for you. So that she just needed to just treat it like that.
It's
like,
a bit of conflict of interest. And, he's not good at this
like
job.
Like I said, be around. You know, students still going to hate you, blah, blah, blah. But you do not need to represent me. You do not need to be my representation. That's how she just need to play it. Like,
exactly.
It's been 12 years. What has he brought you with this man?
A whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. So.
A whole lot of you having to defend his mistakes.
Yeah.
As much as everybody loved, like, there's a percentage of people that loved you that really don't mess with you no more because of the defense that you have to take over the dumb shit that he.
There's does. A common denominator.
There's a common denominator.
Yeah, I mean, like it's him. Like it's, the reason people don't turned on you, went bad on you, are not as confident in your art as much anymore is because you've had to come out to defend his mistakes. Mind you, like this is his shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Even going all the way back to like the whole Netflix thing. Now, before her starting this whole campaign to boycott Netflix, before that happened, when she was going through negotiations, before we even knew that there was a lack of negotiation, and according to her husband, there wasn't none, but her asking to do a special for $500,000, niggas wasn't demanding a Monique special. No one wants to say it. Y'all were not randomly all on the internet like, we need a Monique special. We want to see a Monique special. Man, you know what I like to see? A Monique special. I want to hear some Monique jokes. Niggas were not doing that. And she wasn't selling out venues at that time. She made a fuss and a noise to get people rallied behind her. But it's like, I have, you know, I'm not even going to say it. But like, hey man, the demand wasn't there. That's why they offered what they offered. And you did not, your husband did not negotiate.
It was simple to me. I was
you did not negotiate to go higher. Like, Amy Schumer is getting this man. Well, why are you saying this after the whole thing? Like, the negotiation should be, I think I should be getting paid. Well, Amy Schumer's actually selling out to arenas. Yeah. That's why we're paying her $13 million.
Trash, but yeah, she was selling.
Trash, but the numbers were there. The she made the numbers make sense. Chris Rock made the numbers make sense. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle knew what his demand was. He made the numbers make sense. And you did not.
Her argument just kept going back because she just kept, like, going to different marginalized groups of people, and they just kept,
she kept weaponizing these groups.
And every time it just would get
dispelled. She's playing you, Liz. So, all you weaponized groups that she's using. She's using y'all. She's playing you, Leah.
But because it was like, all right, well, first it's black people. They're like, nah, but they paid Rock and Chappelle. Okay, so but it's women. Nah, they paid Schumer. All right, it's black women. But they paid Tiffany Haddish. Well, God damn it. Oh, shit. Devin Monique. Yeah, she just kept having
it. Then it was Oprah that was fault. And I was like, okay.
Yeah,
I,
you know what I mean? But she couldn't use any more groups because it just kept getting dispelled. Like,
she ran out.
Yeah, it was black people. Nah, they paid some black people. It was women. They paid some women. It was black women. They paid Tiffany Haddish. Well, God damn
Tyler
it.
Perry did not have my message. She started bringing up.
Then she just started spewing out personal beef. It wasn't against the
Will Packer, Lee Daniels.
It wasn't against society no more. Then she was like, all right, well, I guess I can't. I ain't got nobody to back. You know, I don't got no class action. Yeah. There ain't no class in this action. So fuck it. Now I'm just shooting. Yeah, Lee Daniels. Over. 50 Cent. 50 Cent apologized.
Charlamagne.
Leonard. Like, you got this shooting. All right, fuck it. God damn. Damn it, man. You know what I mean? But that's what you're doing, the money down. So, you know.
But shout out to DL, man, because my man just came out with the paperwork.
And shout out, I was laughing too, but shout out to DL too, because people were starting to turn on DL too, man. Because people were just fucking with his takes on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, the vaccine. They on his side. They fucking with this.
This was the comeback.
Hey, DL, you got some of your naysayers back,
people,
man.
People turned up on these, like start bringing his daughter into it. Shit, that had nothing to do with this guy. Hey, this has nothing to do with it. And then, her DL's daughter pulled up for the smoke. She don't want to hear that, hey, sweet baby. Keep my mama's name, keep my name out your mouth. And also, you're ducking the smoke from Corey Holcomb. Won't nobody ever say it. You're ducking, because Corey Holcomb went crazy. You have been silent on that nigga. That nigga's been the loudest.
That's what
big viral. Shit's doing mad numbers on you. I know you heard it, and I know you seen it. She knows who to pick. She knows how to pick with Corey Holcomb.
And nobody wants that Corey Holcomb smoke.
Not a soul. Don't get a fuck.
If you don't know, he going to say what he going to say, man. And he would, whatever shit. Yeah, I mean, he is
with the bullshit.
He with all the bullshit. So don't think you're gonna scare him or strong arm, because he die. He with that, and he gonna talk his shit. Man, he be
and
talking
Monique,
his
your
shit.
Daddy ain't gonna do shit to him either.
But get fucked up. Run down on Corey if you want to. That's just, yeah, all right.
So we gonna pray for everybody involved.
Yeah, prayers.
mostly for DL though. Shout out to DL.
DL, yeah, man.
No, they getting back on. Like, yeah, no, okay. I think she's done. She's tripping now.
DL, you can use this to get back into people's good grace. gracious, because yeah, you was just saying, man, they
Corey Hogan was like, the difference between me and you is I don't have a TV, nor do I desire to try and get in these TV movies. You trying to get these deals and you're just trying to bitch your way back in. Me, I ain't got, I'll say what the fuck.
Corey, like, I know where I'm at. I'm gonna do these comedy clubs for life. I'm chilling. I make good money. You know what I mean?
Corey Holcomb has built a diehard fan base and not an internet one. Like, niggas that are outside. He's got Gotham on lock. Yeah. So he sells out theaters.
He's fucking funny, man.
And that's why they love him, because he's funny. They don't love him because he hates people or he's mad at people.
That's a caveat of fans that he has. He's actually funny too. Like, his stand-ups and shit is just actually funny. Yeah. But when he wants to, like, he almost has two switches. Like, he almost has personality, you know, social media personality, where he talks about issues and he goes crazy, and then he has a stand-up which is really funny.
Yeah. So
and it's not as much of the personality shit, like talking about, like, it's just, you know, it's funny.
Yeah, it's like he gives his perspectives, he talks about his relationships, goes crazy, he has no filter. And that, because he built his brand on that, he built a brand of people that love to hear that shit.
It's funny.
And I have nothing to lose, so I will say whatever the fuck. Yeah. And no one in this audience is sensitive by any stretch of the imagination. Because
you know you're coming to Corey Hogan.
You know who you're coming to get.
He's made that abundantly clear. Like, you know what's coming when you come here. So.
You know,
I don't think there'll ever be a, I went to the show and oh my god, I was so dang, what was everybody saying? There was when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock.
It was very triggering
by all the stuff Corey Hogan was saying. Nobody will ever leave his show saying that. Everybody knows what's coming.
Yeah, like, you know what you signed up for.
It's never a surprise. Like, I didn't know he felt that way. We all know how Corey feels. It's going it's comedic. It's funny. So
also when Monique was like, oh yeah, you open for the Kings of Comedy, I headline the Queen's Comedy. It's cool. So, like, how we always say, having like 100% of nothing. First of all, King's Comedy, we're in arenas, sold out arenas. Russ, you're aware of this, right? King's Comedy, they were a big arena tour.
Set up. Huge.
And the Queen's Comedy did these theaters that sometimes you sold a certain amount of the seats. There were some empty seats in that Queen's Comedy special, if you look back. But people knew them niggas for levels. It's definitely levels to this.
Levels
shit.
To this.
It's levels to this.
Let me try to tell y'all.
And if you're such a headliner, like, and Corey Hogan also said, if you're such a headliner, why do your shows be half empty? Them theaters be half empty. I be selling out. I sell out in Detroit.
It's Oprah's fault. It's Tyler Perry's fault. They told people not to come to our show.
You know, it was Lee Daniels. It's Charlamagne's fault also as well. Yeah, don't forget Netflix. It did not pair. Yeah, Will Packer. Will Packer had it's Will Packer's fault. Will Packer's the only nigga to give her a gig in the 10-year run when she did that Almost Christmas movie thing with the famous Carrie Hilson scene that went viral for talking about. Yeah. Your husband is to blame, and no one will ever tell you.
It's his fault.
Love is blind. What else? Love is blind.
And I'm like Monique, man. Move him around, man. It ain't like he gonna go nowhere. You got all the bread. Move him around. I still root for you, Monique, to do your thing. But right now, you gotta get away from him, man. He's
bad for the brand.
He's messing up the brand. So, but yeah, man. So
the fact that, like, you don't even call him anything but daddy, and
it's cool.
Right, and
let him be that.
And that y'all have an open relationship. Yeah, no, this nigga is a pimp. And
name's Slickback.
And he is not. Oh my god. He is not good at the business. Like how Jay-Z said, I'm good at the music business.
Business side too. So. I wish you the best, Monique.
We wish you the best.
Russ doesn't.
It's what it is.
The Ridleys of the
everything happened for a reason.
We wish you the best, but
he was wrong.
He was wrong. He was definitely wrong.
He's
been wrong. Gonna be wrong. He did wrong.
Yeah. Also. Yeah. Yeah. It's just that Monique going about it the wrong way. So that's the moral of the story. You're going about this shit the wrong way.
You missed the mark.
This is not the right way to go about it.
And especially because the her and DL thing, DL didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They fucked up. The promoters and shit, DL didn't do nothing but show up and do his show. Yeah. Like he showed up and he went on when he was instructed to go on, which was last. And he approved you to go before him because on his contract it says they approved the lineup. So he approved you to be on. He clearly he knew that you were going before him. You just didn't know.
Clearly, if you were right, you wouldn't have went up before him. Yeah. You would be like, I'm not going up until y'all, because if your contract is right, if you know your shit is right, which it wasn't, because this nigga Sydney misspelled. Anyway, but like you would have like yeah, no,
that makes too much sense.
And mine's is,
but I was just
you're not supposed to make sense. And it's like
she is
a black woman, and we respect black women, yeah. So therefore she can't be wrong. But
I was just wondering why were you mad at him? Right. He didn't do nothing.
If you're right and your contract right, then don't go on because technically your contract said no. Remember your contract is correct, right?
Yeah.
The contract that you wrote and then signed.
I'm like, you shouldn't have went out there. You should have been like, no. Like my contract. Like you should. Yeah, the show would have been fucked up, but. You know what I mean, if the contract was like, DL didn't do nothing but do it, he just went when he was supposed to go.
Did his job.
Yeah, he did his job.
that's the whole thing about a contract that you write yourself and then you sign yourself. It's like if I wrote up a contract like, hey, give me $1 million, and I sign my name at the bottom and I hand it to any random person, that person got to give me $1 million. Like, no, you wrote that and you signed it.
I know this is a broken record thing in the entertainment industry, but
it's a wild
read your contracts. Like read your contracts, like, and make sure they write, and yes, hold the person that gave out the contract, hold them accountable, because they are the one that wrote the contract. So yeah, read your contract, know what it. All right, even if you have somebody else read it, just know what's in it. Know the deliverables, know all the stipulations, and then hold the party to it that gave you the contract. Because read your contract, people. like read it, man.
Yeah, but quick update on the Young Thug YSL case. They're still in jail.
That's bad.
And so they ain't getting out.
It's all looking good. Shout out Kevin Lyles for trying. You know,
man. Shout out Kevin Lyles getting up there and saying, "Yep, Young Thug got the money, and if he don't got the money, I got the money, both personally and professionally. That means I will either put this shit on the label's dime or I'll put the money up myself." Like shout out to them for doing that. And they said that is good and all dandy. But my man, I don't know who the lawyer was that thought that they didn't have $1 million. They was like, "Yo, it'd be about $1 million." I don't give a fuck. Kevin Lyles heard that shit like, so. Yeah. $1 million. You know, we charged $250 a show for Thug. I think what $1 million? Yeah, sure. You can hire whatever off duty cops did to follow him around or whatever, keep him from doing. But cool, let's go. $1 million. Yeah, nothing. That just shows you how much motherfuckers making the music industry. he thought he threw out a big number to Kevin Lyles. Oh, sounds good.
You got that right now.
Sounds good. Yeah, go ahead. Take the cuffs off. Get him out here. Hey, that's man, all good.
Kevin Lyles.
You want me to write the check now? I'll run it all right now. Yeah, you want to do
it? So Kevin Lyles, man. He's standing up for him, and he's not the only one standing up for him. We have these youngsters out here in these streets doing things. We got a Georgia teen. He's facing nearly 24 felonies for allegedly threatening to kill.
Dog, he did an IG comments too, which is nuts. Like,
name
of Young Thug.
Threatened to kill the sheriff and the sheriff's wife.
They never said they're the brightest kids in the Well, you're about to sit down too, buddy. That's your favorite rapper. You're about to be sitting next to him.
You want to be YSL? You sure are now.
You are now. Go ahead and sit right. Yo,
YSL your ass in the prison.
We're gonna put you right next to him. Go ahead. You can sit down.
Oh man.
Maybe we can.
But yeah, wasn't there
another kid?
There was one kid that was in court. They both
look alike. I was like,
he was saying it was stands for Young Successful Life.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's like, yeah. I know YSL means that as a label, but
to me.
He
basically said Young Thugs run a mentorship program.
I don't know. I don't. Can you volunteer to go up there? Or are they just calling people up there?
No, you can. I think that's what you're.
I know they're not. I know you can't volunteer to go up there. I'm just saying, why was he up there? I understood why Kevin Lyles.
I think they probably wanted like somebody in the community. It's like, oh yeah, he looks good for his bail. I'm like, this is a terrible idea. Like
I said, I understand why Kevin Lyles was up there.
I saw Fu's haircut. I was like,
Thugga, your defense team is fumbling the ball right now.
Thugga, I'm like, I feel like, man, look, you, if they're trying to get you out on bail, it's just so you can enjoy some more of the good life before you go sit down.
Because
you're going to sit down. Gunna, on the other hand, nah, man, they just got you. Like, I don't know what y'all tell. I don't know what team you got. I don't know what they got going on. They ain't call up Chloe. Why Chloe wasn't up there, man?
Because Beyonce and them said, hey.
She ain't like, that's the payback for that Breakfast Club comment. So you think I'm about to come up there? I'm good, man. I'm about to move on. Man, that just sucks for him, man. He went from a number one album to sitting in a cell.
It's just been crazy.
And it's crazy.
That sounds like a BET movie. How they started being like, Yeah, I bet y'all wondering how I got up in here. Well, let's tell you let's start from the beginning.
Man, and it's unlike other artists. Like, you're not thinking like, oh yeah, Gunna gonna be in there writing, man, he gonna come out with some fire shit. Nope. Like niggas thought Meek was gonna come out with the fire shit, which he Championship was a really good album. But the type of music that Gunna makes, like, it's not gonna get
better.
You
gotta be out. Like,
it's not gonna get better by sitting there instead of, it's just about vibing in the good life. Yeah. So yeah,
shit good over here.
Yeah, so he ain't gonna come out with no bar. Yeah, he ain't coming out with no dope bars.
He's coming out?
When he comes out, he's not coming out with
it's just like, yeah.
Even you know, Bobby Smurry, he talked that tough shit. So we thought, oh, he gonna come out with some shit. You know what I mean? Never the lyrical miracle, but he gonna come out with some hard shit. Thug is like, nah. I mean, not Thug. Gunna, you know, that's. I don't know what he might come out and be like. Yeah, man, this shit is.
All I want to see is that prosecutor coming out there. Like he got receipts. He prepared. Like,
and I will say though. I don't know if the lawyer's gotten better or the social media is making it worse, but boy, T.I. got away with a hell of a lot of shit, and he was able to do all type of speaking engagements, talk to kids, community service.
Oh, yeah,
no. I mean, you know, the room they said T.I. told on people, so I don't know if that happened.
I don't know, but
I get the joke and all that, but like that wouldn't even make sense. Like, who would he tell on? He's the one in trouble for
told on himself. Like, what's going on?
Like that doesn't make any sense.
They caught you with the coke, man. They caught you with coke. Like there was like a 4-year stay, but T.I. just kept getting bumped for shit. Like, and he just kept, you know, saving people from burning buildings and
when he got arrested after Paper Trail for doing like a U-turn in a Maybach, and they had like lean in the car, coke. I'm like, bruh,
him and Sonny was doing that shit.
Oh yeah. That was around No Mercy, actually.
Yeah, that was No Mercy.
That was a nasty time.
Paper Trail.
I was saying the arrest after Paper Trail.
Yeah, he already did the Paper Trail time. And then
that was a year and a day?
Yeah, a year and a day.
Yep.
Yeah, man, shout out to that. Yeah, I mean, except for Wayne, but there ain't nothing you can do about that. You have a gun in
New York. Gun in New York, hey, man. Listen.
He cooked. Cooked product.
You know what I mean? And the baby just told on how you're supposed to maneuver, but you know what I mean? Whatever.
Baby, I hope you don't try that on your ass.
Don't do that again. Yeah, you told him the game.
Oh, told him the game. Now you can't do it.
Now they searching motherfuckers in New Jersey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He said what? Oh, okay. Said,
stop and frisk.
All right. Yeah, let's get these robbers flying in New Jersey. We always was wondering why they always flew in New Jersey. We know the houses is cheaper, but yeah.
Oh, I see the vision now.
Oh, thanks. Okay. The baby. Thank you.
But no, also
Tekashi never told us that. God damn it, Tekashi.
Catch you on that turnpike.
That's the only thing you didn't tell. Sure.
Yeah, Tekashi, you was withholding that information. God damn it.
You was holding out on us.
We cutting your salary.
But with the YSL thing, it's like, man, it should get worse day and like day by day.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, they ain't covering all these songs. I'm like, damn, that song was great too, man. That song sounded fire, man.
That's funny to me, that they really be playing hits. They playing slappers in the court.
Somebody's gonna be the jury, like, damn, this is
the lawyer's trying to read it properly, like
that. Sorry for the language.
So actually, low key, Rap Genius is the feds, man. They turning over them lyrics, man. Rap Genius is the only lyric sites out right now. You know what I mean, there used to be a bunch of websites you could go on.
Rap Genius put them out of business.
Yeah, Rap Genius. Yeah, so it's Rap Genius' fault. They don't even got the lyrics out there. Rap Genius. Hey man, so yeah, all you artists that commit crimes, take all your stuff off Rap Genius, man. tell them they can't publish your lyrics, because that's where the Fed rallies are finding evidence.
Because they already said like a lot of the people like in the case are already starting to take deals now. I'm like, oh yeah, they definitely started to talk. They started showing them basketball numbers. They said, you looking at about 40 plus 5. Oh, well, what did I say before? Let me backtrack that.
They dropped out of school kind of early, but they know. They know what 20 plus 20 is.
I think saying about prison, I'm like, I know, like, obviously, like, you know, like any type of jail time, I'm like, but like, you got to think 20 years, when you get out of jail, shit is going to be so damn different.
No,
like,
everything.
You, I'm like,
you do 2 years.
Even after 5 years, you're like, damn.
You do 2 years, you're like, damn, this shit ain't what it is. All right, but you got to think about just for yourself now in life, just think about 2 years ago. Just think about 2 years ago before we started the podcast, the technology you had. Yeah. We were just talking about it too, just even the equipment that we have. Now just think of all this stuff that you had and how useless it is now.
That's a really good point.
Like that, just 2 years will make a big fucking difference. Like, damn, like even like that LeBron commercial, which I thought they were.
Damn, we had like 2.5 years now.
Yeah, we had 2.5 years. We started in January.
June.
Yeah, so think of 2.5 years ago, you like, oh shit, like there was no pandemic. Mm-hmm. Gas was a hell of a lot cheaper.
Oh man.
But even just like, you can even look at like cars, like, you know, I mean, you go to, you know, you go 5 years back, every car didn't have a backup camera. Now every fucking car is a backup camera. It don't matter.
That's like bare minimum.
Now, like, you know, you go, like, so it all switches, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Hey,
speaking of Braun, shout out to that Billy.
Oh, yeah. Big ups, Braun.
Capitalism!
Yeah, that is finest, man. Royce White's calling him a sellout, but who cares?
I was at the LeBron camp, bro.
The first one.
I was in Akron.
He was at the inaugural one, the first one. But, shout out to Braun, man. We seen it coming.
It feels like this already happened before.
Yeah,
I remember the announcements, and I was like, oh, LeBron's the first active player to reach a billion.
You know Forbes.
And then they're doing it again. Like, wait, hold on.
Forbes like to do their own rollout. You know what I mean? And then they be taking Forbes.
You ain't a billionaire till we tell you're a billionaire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, so Forbes.
Because I remember Forbes the news story. He already did this.
Yeah. but it's dope, too, to see that the majority of it is. So, yeah, the majority of it is not his basketball.
For money.
Yeah. So, like, I think it was like four or something is his.
Yeah, it's like is between what he's three made and
salary,
four. Yeah.
What he made salary, and then the rest is all business.
Just see, insane. I was surprised because I didn't know about the Kobe.
I didn't know the Kobe. That came out. Damn.
Yeah, that was through, like I said, I was
the body on. Yeah, but I didn't know that they didn't announce that one. I figured what it was when they said it, I was like, oh yeah, body armor is crazy now. They got body armor energy drinks. They got,
you like that stuff?
I've only had one once and it was good.
I'm like,
they got 80 flavors now, right?
Yeah,
you got to be more specific. Nah, I don't like it. Like, they got four
bro,
flavors.
I tried like at least seven of them. I was really trying to switch up. I was like, oh, let me see. I was like, no. Like, nah,
is it that much better for you than like Gatorade?
No, it's the same. It tastes like juice, basically. I'm like, nah, man, I'm good.
I was just like,
all right. I'm all right.
But I figured that's what, especially as it's growing crazy. Like you said, they got energy drinks now. They got different color bottles. I'm like, okay, they got some stuff going on at Body Armor.
Yeah, because they started signing like James Harden.
Once they got to sign other athletes, I was like, oh, they up. They up a lot. All right, shout out to Body.
So Bron, Kobe, and Jordan.
Yeah.
Speaking of Michael Jordan, our guy is back. He's in the streets. He can focus on acting again. Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey have called a quits in the relationship. Wow, who knew?
True love is over.
Great, that was good on that segment. Cool. They done. Get back in the streets, guys. Michael B. Jordan, get back in Hollywood. Get back. Move back in with your OG. And then that's when he was doing great. And So
they throwing smut on your name, so you gotta show me you can act. But Creed 3. I hope y'all didn't finish. Do some reshoots.
Hit up Marvel. Man, make sure the Black Panther 2 is still, you know what I mean, just in case they might have to pull an audible.
They lost belief in you ever since you and her got together.
Creed 3 on the way, man. Yeah, Creed 3 on the way.
You ain't got it no more. You gotta do your thing. The Twitter has erupted ever since. Did y'all see, Drake's back out here? Back out here in the streets, showing he was in the Detroit streets, boy.
This is random as hell.
Random as hell at a bar, and shout out to Shorty. She wasn't all like, "Oh, I gotta hit him."
I honestly thought that was staged. That wasn't like she was surprised to see him type of thing.
No, they showed the original video on, like, I think it was like TMZ, and it was just one of those things where I think she like saw from a distance. So you should come take a shot.
So
with
she
us.
Knew he was there. Yeah. She knew he was there.
Yeah, I'm like, that definitely seemed really extremely staged, but she knew he was there, so she pulled out the camera. That's cool. Shot.
But she asked permission before she put him on camera because she put the phone on, like, oh, yeah. Okay.
She was like, oh, they're recording. Anyway. It's all good.
On the plane.
Detroit and Toronto right next to each other, so, yeah,
it's crazy to think about it that they're that close.
Yeah, it's like super close.
It's over the bridge. Like you in Detroit.
We neighbors.
You can Toronto right there. Yeah, you there.
Came back in time to support Cole.
Cole. He's out here. the tape is on the way.
The conspiracy is still.
Hey man, I'm just going. It's holding
that
strong.
That was the only way Drake could get Cole out the house. He had to put him on the basketball team. Because other than that, he wasn't getting Cole out of Carolina.
So I was joking. I was like, oh shit, somebody over here actually owns that team. I was like, I was kind of like joking.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
I was like, oh shit, I had no idea.
I was rolling.
Maybe you said it. I believe.
Yeah, I was joking. Like, oh, like no, like the dude doesn't merch in the team. He owns. Like, I was like, oh shit, that shit. Shout out to OVO.
We didn't think you were joking.
So of course Drake had the jersey.
Already.
If the guy that does the merch.
I don't know why that's hilarious, but just Drake and then the picture just Cole on his back is the most licensed.
Nah, it was all a plan because man, Cole was leaving Carolina. You know what I mean, Drake was like. Man, ain't no strip clubs in Carolina like that, man. Goddamn, like, yeah, man. So the only way he knew Cole wasn't about to relocate to shoot record nothing. He didn't want to shoot nothing back and forth. So he said the only way to do it. Hey, man, Cole was a professional basketball player. he's too good to play in my league in my house. And again, I know he's not coming out here just playing this damn this damn pickup ball game league I got going in my crib. Hey, man,
shout out. They be having real wrestling shit. Like, yo, if I was rich with that, hell yeah, man.
Drake's so rich, man. He just be throwing
money. They got trophies. They get rings. I'm like, yo.
They got jerseys and shit. Like, the trophy got a dude wearing a do-rag. Like, it's
hilarious. I didn't even see that.
Hey, bro, people in them comments be so mad. Like, man, they don't play no defense. I'm like, bro, like.
It's a pickup game.
Who the fuck? I'm like. We're not trying to make the NBA,
It's not the NBA.
And it's at his house, so you know he's not bringing.
I think some people don't really know that. That's at his house.
But yeah, so he knew Cole wasn't coming to that. So he was like, all right, well, Drake might own that league. But anyway, he was like,
man's on this team. I'll get you on.
We gonna get Cole on the team because we know Cole dedicated. We know he really gonna play. These are pro basketball players, so we gonna put him on the team. And that's how I'm gonna keep him in Toronto. and we gonna get this
OVO Fest right on the corner, man. See,
and we gonna get did they have one?
Nah, they haven't had one since 2019.
Okay, I'm like, man, it feel like it's been a minute since.
After the pandemic, Canada shut everything.
Yeah. I knew last year they didn't have one or nothing like that.
So we still gonna have no, you're not.
But yeah, man. Shout out to Cole, man. I seen a highlight of him, knocking down a three. Shout out to Cole. He holding it down for Russell Westbrook. He wearing Westbrook shoes.
He's the only person wearing them shit.
And man, you got
he ain't wearing his Pumas no more.
Because I guess the only basketball shoe you can wear is Melo's Puma. But now Cole isn't an athlete. I guess. He doesn't have an athlete deal.
That's true.
So he can wear whatever hooping shoes he wants. Unlike,
but in the Dreamville sessions, he has to have on the Pumas and stuff. Yeah, and photo grand. Shoots.
Any lifestyle shit. You know what I mean, he could have wore his own shoes, I guess. You know what I mean, he does have his own basketball shoe, but
shout out to him because.
But I think he separates his basketball. He might be able to have two deals. He might have a Nike deal for basketball. He might have his Puma deal for entertainment for rap.
Puma ain't gonna let nothing. Hey, how much you want? All right, we'll keep you here.
And shout out to Puma boy, because man, LaMelo Ball got the chokehold on these kids, man. I went to these basketball. Like I be going like my guys. Some of my guys coach. Some of my guys got kids that play, and I be going to their games. Boy, it be mellowed out. everybody be in the Rick and Morty's, the Purple Today. They be hooping in the mellow. Them kids. Kyrie ain't rocking the Kyrie's no more, man. You still see an abundance of Kyrie. I don't see many, if any, KDs.
How about the PGs, no?
You damn sure don't see no bronze. You see some PGs.
And the only people who wear bronze is like Bron and like people in college, maybe.
If Bron. Bron don't even be wearing the new ones like
Bron
that.
He's still wearing. He be pulling off
Bron,
the retro.
Yeah, like, Bron in retro mode. He ain't fucking with them new ones no more. He ain't going to say it like Kyrie. But
he wore them bitches opening night and never wears them
exactly.
Again.
Boy, he wore them shits in Space Jam and that was it. He was like, all right, that was cool. All right, I'm digging in the crates now. But shout out to Puma basketball and LaMelo Ball because they got a chokehold on these kids, boy. They hooping in the mellows for real.
And shout out to Cole and Drake. Looking forward to the tape. I'm sure after practice, they be in the stew cooking up some chun.
Yeah. Like I said, if Cole want to get a workout in, then he'll work out in the gym. Yeah, I mean, hey yo, hey, gym, nah, yeah.
At the crib and also
the crib.
Speaking of the big three, Kendrick Lamar. Big step is gold.
Yes,
already.
Shout out to him, man.
Shout out. What did it take? 2 weeks?
It only took 2 weeks. Hold on. My bad, Mr. Brown.
The buttons. 2 weeks.
Gold. People didn't believe it. People didn't believe he could do it. He could do that.
That's 2 weeks.
I'm like, just about.
Just about two weeks.
Shout out to.
He got the short film in LA too.
Yeah, man. And speaking of the big three, I don't know if y'all seen it, but I seen it on social media a little bit. They were saying like the 2010 Mount Rushmore. Of course, they had the big three, and then they were like, who would you put for the fourth? I see some bids for my guy Wale. Seen some bigs for Big Sean. I seen some bids for Nicki.
Y'all not gonna like my fourth, so I won't say it.
Who you throwing?
Future. Future fourth.
That's cool.
Future and Nicki. I'm cool with either or.
You could wait. What was the hit in 2010 for Future?
Future didn't come out the same time until 2011. 2012 was really when he really popped off, like Tony Montana.
Yeah, Tony Montana.
He was
you thought he was gonna make it with Tony Montana?
Hey man, I believed in him.
He was also on that Racks on Racks on Racks song, and yeah. that was 2011.
Yeah, so 2010 Future. I understand
people. I thought it was just the 2010s in general. Like,
nah, I think it was like 2010. Like,
I thought it was I thought it was 2010 up until like 2019.
No,
like,
I thought it was
that,
just
like that space.
No, I think it was just 2010. Oh. Like in the year 2010.
Oh, in the year 2010.
Yeah. Like where were you like the best, like, cause it was, I think it was saying, like,
I know, I think, okay, it's that, so, it's, and I could be wrong,
maybe it, I was interpreting it as, okay, you guys are saying the Mount Rushmore for that time,
I think they meant for like
the entire decade then,
cause they did it, cause they
no
did.
But no, okay, so maybe that's why I thought maybe that's why I misinterpreted, cause I've seen people put like Wale and Sean in there, and they wouldn't put Wale and Sean in the entire decade.
I would, I think,
cause some people gauge it by like mainly by like the first half of that decade. So like, all right, if you've done enough through, because you had to be there at least from the beginning,
yeah,
and then and make it all the way through the decade. Yeah. So out of all the people that made it from the beginning of the decade to now, who were the top four that were there from the start all the way to now?
You know? Of course not Future, but the way I interpreted it, I would have put Wale there or Sean.
Yeah.
I still would put Wale or Sean, but
I'm gonna say Nikki because she's gonna get mad.
I say Wale, Sean, Nikki, or Future. I'm cool either or.
Nikki, as much as talent wise,
all I know is my guys made it. Hey.
The big three. That's
kind of funny how that just never. That's like the interchangeable.
It's already solidified. It already happened in the decade. Already finished in 2020.
No, Wiz Khalifa does not belong in there.
Oh my God, no.
But yeah, no, yes, it's always the fight for that fourth spot. But yeah, no, yeah, I say Wale, Sean.
Hey, you know, Wiz Khalifa, he got to a good start. He had a good start, you know.
We said, it's time to pop up and make $5 million.
Yeah,
I think the fun one is when they did the 2000s, because I think they said it was like Hov. I think they said Eminem. I think it was Ye, and then it was I can't think of the fourth one they picked for that one. I think it was Wayne. That's what it was.
I'm like, you can't really.
What was before you said it was like,
it was Hov, M, Wayne, and Kanye. Because
People were also putting like some of like the Southern rap, because like
T.I.
Nelly, Ludacris, they were all
like, so yeah, I'm like the 2010 one, it's hard to touch the four, but they have a lot more honorable mentions. Like you can say the Jeezys, you can say the Nellys, you can say the Ludacris's, you can say the T.I. Like, you could say the people from, you know, from the South, that was, you know,
but the people that were, like, there at the beginning, because we all know Jay was there, even though Jay started, but M was there, M started in 99, and, you know, like, as far as when he blew up, and then Nelly and Ludacris, 2000, they both came out, like, to people who were, like, around that class. Fab came out around that, so early 2000s. Hey, Fab, that's another one, but I don't know how he escaped. Y'all talk about T.I. escape, well,
he was on video, but
any type of cancel culture. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
Fab alluded cancel culture. T.I. was alluding jail. like there was no tomorrow. But he was
Fab alluded both.
Fab knocked her tooth out one of the Joe Budden podcasts. They ain't talk about nothing about that.
Boy, they scrubbed that from everything. His legal team. I don't know who. Yeah,
they've been matching ever since.
That's who YSL needs. Y'all need to go get Fab's legal team. Boy,
they got him on the list.
They erased everything off that thing. That never happened.
It's just crazy.
I don't know how Fab. I still to this day.
That was.
I don't even feel comfortable talking about it.
I really don't. I'm like, oh my god.
He clearly got something.
They got married like 30 days after that. I'm like, oh man. I don't know.
Shout out to Fab. That's all I've been listening to today. I just have my whole Fabulous catalog on shuffle.
Speaking of Mount Rushmore, we talk hip hop. There's one person that put his bid in, you know, that said that it's him, Usher, and then Miguel. Division,
I'm an OVO correspondent. We do not co-sign that.
We do not co-sign that post.
We got to talk to the higher ups and discuss this, because this
I'm like, is he talking about like now? Like,
I don't know.
Usher's been around since like in McGill. Like, these are three different eras.
They got
like,
cool.
The male R&B sector is down bad. Like,
putting yourself over Chris Brown is crazy too. If you're Division,
Division's real cool with Tank. I'm like, I'm surprised you ain't like. You throw Tank.
That's why he's talking. That's why I think he's talking about like right now. Now they the best. Because if you talk catalog or anything like that, you really
I mean, they got two albums.
I still don't know what.
No, I'm not saying he deserves it.
I don't know what category he's. Okay.
I just thought that's what he was talking.
Okay,
about.
I thought you were talking about. I didn't say
he deserved it at all. In any way, I just was trying to. All
right, man. I respect the confidence, but
they must be on the album. So shout out to the Division. and Usher.
Yeah, they got a
collab in the Miguel. And
they've been teasing it because I think JD's producing the whole thing, and you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, Usher on that. Hell
yeah, Usher on that. You already know Usher on that. 4PF's an actor now. Give it up.
Hey man, shout out. What up? Shout out Ant, man.
Nah, I'm just
the
laughing.
Future, the future of Clutch Sports, man.
I'm just laughing to see if you press the wrong button again. It's just funny that they're next to each other. You press the wrong button.
But yeah, man, shout out Ant, man, for real. Like, just an overall great year for that, man.
Shout out to Ant, to go back to shout out Adam Sandler earlier. But
I'm excited for that movie, too.
Another good one sounds like it's coming down the pipeline, man. Shout out to Sandler, man.
Look forward to it.
Nothing but hits, man. All hits,
no misses.
He's transitioning.
All hits, no misses. And he's doing more serious movies now. His no misses.
Doing
man.
Good, man. The album's is great, man.
Yeah, he brought the team with him, did all the fun stuff, and now he getting in the bag. He realized
he's evolving.
Yeah, like, I think he realized like, oh man, acting ain't really a young man's sport. Like you can act at any age.
Honestly, if we look at it,
Morgan Freeman. He was old from the jump.
You can keep it going.
If we look at like actors and like reporters and stuff, like most of the good ones are old as hell.
It's just crazy that you
not old as hell. My bad. Old, like in an older part of their life.
Like you don't age out of acting. Like you age out of certain roles.
And you can age out if you came in and you're one of these people that are typecast.
Yeah,
or something.
For sure.
And if it's something that's based on your looks,
but if
that department. Shamar Moore can't be a leading man.
If you are nice enough. And you're just known for being an action dude or whatever that.
It'll always be a role.
Jason Statham is stunned.
He done made the same.
But Jason Statham has stayed in great shape and should still do his own stuff. Some of these people, they start as action.
I'm just saying, you can be old, though. Like, you can get old, lose your hair, but as long as you definitely got to stay in shape.
Yeah. But if you had a certain aesthetic in the beginning, trying to maintain it, like Steven Seagal, like, hey, Lizzie ain't been working.
That's because he was getting them cheek injections.
I definitely think Denzel, I feel like he's like a really good example of this. Because even like with Equalizer, like, bro, like.
He was a sex symbol. Shout out to Clooney. Clooney was
Clooney too, man.
Sex symbol, all that. De Niro was that nigga. You know, he used to be known as. You know,
but he cared more about the serious acting.
Robert Downey was like 55 playing Iron Man. Shit, cash checks, man.
But all they do, they threw in that brown dye in that hair. Boy, they kept pushing on.
Yeah,
that
Michael B. Jordan, in interviews anyway. The photo shoots say otherwise. If you try to fight an interview, like, no, I'm not.
Keep fighting.
I'm not a good. I'm an actor.
Keep eating off the thirst traps, but while you're eating off the thirst traps,
my guy, man.
Just don't never have that scene that you had at the end of
the Amazon joint.
Yeah, when you
I'm building the team.
Oh my god, that post credits.
Just don't have another scene like that. Yeah, just don't have.
I
another
never
scene
want
like
to see
that.
Acting.
Like bro, everything was doing, fine.
Everything else was
he
fine.
He was on a road like, bro, stop. End it here. End it here.
I don't know what happened. I literally don't know what happened.
When they went to reshoot and do that scene, him and Lori had already started dating. I told y'all that. And I was like, oh, it's been all downhill.
But shout out to that movie. That movie was fire.
No, that movie was fire. Yeah. So yeah, Michael B. Man. If you can act, man, you especially old people. I feel like some people have been old forever and they just play old people over and over and over. Like they just never stop. Like you won't age out of acting. You can age out of certain roles, but if you just keep acting well,
you can burn bridges like Monique.
Yeah, you can do that. I said you can't age out. I didn't say you couldn't get kicked out. Yeah,
that's a good point because I remember. I don't know if you guys remember Black Panther. There was like one of the council people, one of the ladies, like in real life, she was like 90.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I
was just seeing. Oh, Ty's gonna go see it. I think they just dropped the movie for it. But you know, the nun from Sister Act, the oldest one, like
the leader.
The leader.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's in this overseas.
I think her name is Maggie Smith or something like.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like a TV series that they just turned into. Or they had a movie for it. My sister went to go see. She's still acting. She was 100 in Sister Act too.
Maggie Smith was old back then.
She's still dropping heat. She's still dropping new shit. I'm like, okay,
Downton Abbey, like that's what. That's
yeah,
what it's
yeah,
called.
That's yeah. What. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I'm like, she was 100 then. She 100. She got to be 200 now. So I'm like, yeah, shit. You don't got to age out. Yeah, hey, she been older, old. Like you said, Morgan Freeman been old.
And also too,
he was old. He was old when he was Mr. Clark. Yeah. Hey, that's coming.
And
to
let's keep
that's
it
coming to Netflix too.
A lot of these young actors ain't really killing shit. Like where it's like, we got like a monopoly in the market. A lot of y'all kind of trash. So like, hey man,
it's just Damson holding it down, man.
Holding it down, man.
Denzel will know your name. Don't worry,
Damson and Spencer. from All American. They just hold it down.
Yeah, man.
All British people that were naming John Boyega is holding it down. Yeah, like, oh, I wonder if there's a coincidental variable that the British acting. Oh man, I wonder if there's some a correlation or a parallel there.
Speaking of All American, I got to read this. These American kids ain't doing. They were talking. Like, it's funny. Like All American writers, they must understand football because these players be having like 50,000 yards, 85 touchdowns. They only get one damn scholarship offer. They're like, how the fuck is Spencer not like trying to get recruited by like UCLA or like USC? Who the fuck cares if he got shot? Like, I was like, the writing room didn't.
You are a top prospect if that happened.
They was trying.
Ain't no way.
That's what we've been saying. Defund the CW, because I didn't send y'all that trailer because I didn't want to. Because
appreciate it.
It was that Gotham trailer, that the Gotham Knights are about Batman getting killed, and then like these kids are like Batman's villains, got to figure out like who killed Batman. Boy, and they made like a fake ass Batman sound like it's ain't even Robin. I'm like, nah, this is trash, bro.
What in the horror story? What in the guess bro. Who? What in the?
And you know they're gonna get a season two.
What in the Sherlock Holmes?
Because the Tom Swift shit, I sent y'all that. You were like, yo, what is this?
I don't know what hey man, the CW got too much money on their hands.
They got too many IPs, bro. Fans. Way too much access to too much shit.
Goodness.
When you get to the next level, if you get there,
oh, that's just funny.
You ain't gonna be no offensive guy. This is real, balance. I said it in you. How many college guys y'all know averaging 20 a game?
He ain't lying.
No, this is 110%. He told he was telling they ass the truth. It was definitely telling him the truth.
You're not going to school to be a scorer, fellas. What can you do to impact the basketball game to win? Your stats. Because guess what? They're terrible. Quite frankly. So why do you care? You're focusing on the wrong. We need to be focusing on how to win the game. The game was won.
I'm just trying to figure out what's Brandon running like correlate this to
all. I just
want to talk about this.
That was Bradley Beal getting real with the AAU team. And yeah, Spencer, man, listen, man, you gotta don't even focus. You gotta impact the game, because what Bradley Beal was trying to tell you is like, because how many college players, you know, like, listen, sometimes about how you impact the game, even though CW, y'all wild. Y'all need to get people that the writers,
bro,
in there
just,
with people that know.
There's no, like I said, Superman Lois is carrying the network, and I'm like skeptical, like, they going to fuck this
up. How y'all feel about that, Bradley Beal? You know,
I don't know. Shout out to those kids for taking a message, because I was waving kids back, like, man, what the fuck you be doing for the Wizards? Obviously, I'm joking on that part, but I was like, you know how kids, they be saying shit. I was waving kids back, like, what's the Wizards record?
This is how you know Russ has never played a day of organized sports.
I said a message is great. I said a message is great.
He would have never thought about saying that to his coach, but he's
done that before too. There's multiple videos. I'm saying stuff. It's a great message.
Oh no, he stayed keeping it real with them for real, keeping the bug with them kids. But no, what he was saying was true.
Because I was trying to think. I was like, damn, who dropped 20 in college game?
That average 20 in college, nobody.
Because even D Book was like, I didn't average 20 at all.
Nobody.
I think only Book even started Kentucky.
17. In college is good. That's very good. Yeah, like 17 is good. Like D Rose averaged like 17. John Wall averaged like 17.
Technically, Derrick Rose that season doesn't count. I'm just kidding.
They scrubbed it.
They scrubbed that. But he's telling you the truth. Like nobody's averaged. Well, I mean, yeah, if you go to, you know, I mean, tier three school,
Murray State, like something like D3 school, you're dropping like 40 a game.
Yeah, you
got six viewers.
Yeah, you want to go to BYU and be Jimmer Fredette. Yeah, you can average 30 a game.
You know he's still in the league.
I'm sure he's somewhere.
He played for the Spurs, I think, which makes 100% sense.
Like I said, he was my biggest bust.
We knew it from the
prediction. It was crazy because watching, I knew he wasn't gonna be able to get buckets like he did. But he used to be
in China, damn.
But he I was wrong. Shit. Pop wasn't fucking with me. But no, he was my biggest bust because like I was like, okay, well at least he has NBA range. A lot of dudes have trouble making that transition to, well, back then. Now kids shoot from wherever, but. Had trouble transitioning to the NBA 3, like, you know, figuring that out. But I'm like, oh, he always shot deep. So I was like, okay, Jimmer range, he was always in range, whatever. So I was like, okay, at least, you know, he's undersized. He's only like 6'1", 6'2". So I was like, well, at least he'll be a shooter. He'll be a spot-up shooter. Nope. Got to leave. Boy, couldn't hit a shot to save his fucking life. Hey, timing. People don't say that. Timing makes a difference. Yo, you can sneak into the league on a and be a lottery pick. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you have a down year,
the prime example.
You come in on a down year, you can get paid.
On timing to go further than that, there's certain players who like either they waited too long or they went too early. Mm-hmm. I remember Jared Solinger.
Yep,
cold as hell in college. For like an undersized big.
Yep.
He waited. He's like, I'm waiting to my senior year. Yep. Boy, got to the league. That back was cooked.
He waited one more. He should have, yeah.
The back was hot, man.
Back was hot.
It was done.
That definitely meant, yeah, he was definitely one that waited.
You got to go when the stock is, because it's like, it's never.
Like
that, when your stock is like lottery pick, get your money.
Fuck that national championship. Go. You can, if you really care about school, you can always come back and get your degree.
You can do online class with John Wall, dude.
He's like, fuck that national championship. Like, you're good. But I do want to see the effects of everything, or how these kids really get to act and all that stuff now that they can get that NIL money.
Yeah. Like I told y'all, we saw the NFL draft. Hey. We ain't see no sad stories. I saw a lot of families together. I saw a lot of ice. I saw a lot of happiness. I saw a lot of grills.
Yeah.
Saw a lot of wealth.
I want to see how it affects people's decision. These kids' decisions.
I want to see how many of them end up that didn't get drafted go to the XFL. I want
to
see.
This is a good time for the XFL to come back.
Canadian Football League, whatever league Johnny Manziel's playing in. Hey man,
no, he's playing in a rec league. He's playing in a rec league where the fans can pick the plays. Is it?
Is the XFL coming? Is it coming back or what?
Yeah, it's coming back.
Oh, sure. The Rock is on it.
He owns it. The Rock owns it.
I totally forgot about that.
The Rock.
Because remember it came back during the pandemic, then like kind of died out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like this is like the rebrand.
The Rock is like, give me this. Let me show y'all how this is done.
They didn't try to read this. Like they only like fourth re up. Like yeah. So it was events and. And then they tried again some years later. Then they tried again, a few years ago. And then,
hey, man, shout out to them.
The Rock was tired of all the fumbled re-ups. So he was all right. So this time, let's
all right, Vince can't do this. I got to do it.
Let's do it right.
You pull the panel. Sorry. I'll do it myself.
Meek started watching Young Rock, though. She fucking with it. She like it.
Russ, so you're Mount Rushmore. You got Spence from All America. We got Damson. Got Michael B. Jordan. Who's that fourth slot going to? Lakeith Stanfield of this
generation. He don't want to be on.
Hey man,
we'll give it to Paperboy.
Daniel Kaluuya.
I'm cool. Yeah, either Paperboy or Daniel Kaluuya. I might pick Lakeith honestly because he was cold in the Frampton movie.
He don't want to be.
But so is Daniel Kaluuya. His resume is crazy.
Lakeith
got a better acting resume than
he was following Chadwick's footsteps. He's like, oh, that's how Chadwick do. Okay, cool. Let me just.
I don't know my guy. They might have Anthony Mackie. That's my dog, man.
Stop.
But he's from a different. He's from the 2000s.
No matter.
I guess, man.
We talking about of this younger era.
No matter. I don't care what generation Anthony Mackie.
We not talking about
Mackie ain't making it.
We're not making a division.
Did you see that movie? Did you see that movie with him and Dempsey?
I saw the trailer.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, please
I blame Netflix.
Please be.
I don't maybe
Anthony Mackie.
Boyega's my guy though. I'm gonna throw Boyega in there. That's my guy.
John Boyega. Yeah, shit.
Who's John Boyega?
Another British.
The black dude from
Star Wars. He was the black.
I ain't never seen that Star Wars. That's why. Okay, cool.
He was in other great acting.
He was in He was in that one Detroit movie.
He was in Detroit. Yeah, it was good.
I'm trying to think.
That cop. If I showed you John Boyega's face, you would.
I'm sure.
Shout out to. Can I put my hearse on there or no? No, you don't count this era. No.
I'm talking about like of the young.
Yeah, okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I keep messing with the age thing.
Talking about the young boys.
Oh man.
We can't do Playboy in there.
What about my guy, the black dude from Bird Box? No,
I've never seen it.
Black dude from Bird Box.
You know what I'm talking about?
Lil Rel? No, it's
black. Hey man, shout. That's my guy, man. Shout Lil Rel. Hold
John
on.
John Boyega. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And strong face. Yeah. And got strong facial features.
I gotta find dude because he been in a bunch of stuff. I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man. So
I know he's in Moonlight too.
Algie Smith, Woody McClain.
Hey, shout out Woody, man.
They got Algie Smith.
Woody, keep working, man. I know Woody getting money. They got the TV
Mount Rushmore. I'm putting Algie Smith. Woody McClain and
James St. Patrick. I'm
putting Tariq with the young bulls of the TV generation.
Michael Rainey. Shout out Method Man too. Oh shit, dude that plays the young version of Method Man and Wu-Tang. I like him a lot.
I'm talking about Dave East. Hold on, that's Dave East playing.
Unless you're talking about
the young OUB, he's killing this.
My guy who was from
he's playing young RZA. I thought you were fucking Dave East. I swear you just said he sucked.
Maybe he meant just his rap career, but his acting, that's the lane you need to focus on.
Cause I was like, wait, Dave, you gonna give Dave some
things? It's Trevante Rose. That's who I was talking about.
Oh, Joey Badass. You gotta throw him in.
Speaking of Joey Badass, 2000 on the way. I think it's either this month or next month.
Joey Badass,
he holding us down against the British, man. He's holding us down for the young man.
I was a little worried, man, because he sounded like he was liking acting too much. I'm like, nah, Joey, come on, man, come back. Hey, give us some
ride. He was killing.
He was like, oh yeah, no, I like this. No, Joey, wait, keep rapping though.
Killing on Wu Tang, killing on Raising Canaan, killing the next week. Got an Oscar out the gate. Hey, fuck that. I'm putting Joey Badass.
Yeah, Joey Badass, man.
He's definitely on the TV Mount Rushmore thing with Al.
You gonna show your boy Shameek Moore some love, man?
Hey, get him the fuck out of here. You
he ain't gonna give your boy.
Oh, we gotta Tyler James Williams. That's our guy.
Chris. Everybody is Chris.
Oh, okay.
Abbott Elementary.
John David Washington. You know,
John David.
John David.
Man, pass it up.
Not until his dad approves.
Pass it up with Pops, man.
Pass things up with Pops, man. Father's Day.
That's funny because nobody ever remembers what day it is. Shit just,
it was June. I know it might be today. I was like, is it June? I don't know. Is it on the 9th? That's the day.
I don't know. I don't got a father. Rush, you should know this. When's Father's Day?
Is it the 19th?
19th. There you go.
I had a nine.
That's trash. So it's June. Okay, they gave Father's Day.
Why did my guy that played Tupac in the movie? He ain't getting no roles no more.
Stop it.
He was in All American
playing Tupac.
He was on All American.
He played Tupac variant.
Yeah,
he was in that one movie with Shameek Moore.
In the movie with Shameek. You gotta throw your ass up.
That was definitely exile. A pandemic movie because I was like,
alright, so who's your exile? Mount Rushmore. The exile.
Jussie Smollett.
Hey, what movie? Wait, what was that shit called again?
It was shit. Oh,
it was
man.
About New Orleans. Oh, fuck.
Let me take a look. Cutthroat City. That's what it was.
Cutthroat City. So the exile Mount Rushmore is Shameek Moore. It's the nigga from Jason Mitchell from The Shy. Like, no, this is. No, my exiles list is Rushmore's crazy.
That's a dark exile, man.
Jason Mitchell, you did it to yourself.
You were
on a run. You were doing well. You were doing.
He did all that shit. Guilty as fuck.
Jussie Smollett.
Whatever they saying he did that.
And Monique. That is the Mount Rushmore.
I wish I could find that clip of Power.
I'll take Monique out.
I'll be always trying to find that too. Yeah, like always, damn it, man.
You know how hard it is to find a clip from a series.
I'll be nice. I'll replace it with a different woman. Carrie Hilson. You were in the exile.
Oh, man.
Movie poster of the exile niggas all in one movie is like that's the nastiest movie.
Is it that's Brick City? That one.
I forgot. It had all the niggas. Had Jason Mitchell. Had Carrie Hilson. Had like.
Oh yeah, I remember saying.
Shameek Moore. Hey man, all y'all got.
Oh man, golly.
Shit, Corey from That's a Raven Tooth.
Oh my god. His career didn't really go anywhere.
Throw his brother in there too, just because.
Hey man, but the crazy thing is,
Jason Mitchell's career was looking great. He did it to himself.
Like, how you get a show that's built around you? Like, you're the main focus of the show. Like,
he was doing movies, all that. Jason Mitchell, he
had a run, man.
That's why he's Mount Rushmore. There's a lot of people that got exiled.
His trajectory was looking good because it was a Chadwick was paving the way. Trajectory was crazy because all his own misses. Daniel Kaluuya was coming and Jason Mitchell was coming. Like, it was like everybody was just doing, like, as black men, we as actors.
He was winning, bro.
We was dropping classic after classic. And then,
Mitchell fucked the money up, man.
And then,
oh, man, the show never folded like long.
Oh, that's about to drop.
The Shy's coming.
Yes, sir, 24th. Can't wait.
Where my man Kev at, man? Kev, please tell me you pulled up in Black Panther, man. Hopefully Marvel did the spin the block with that one, man.
I hope so, man.
Because get away from The Shy, please. Get away.
It's nothing for you.
Get away.
All right, so for the kids, man, we got Kev from The Shy. We got Miles Brown. We got the sister.
She's definitely
She's
going to be
all yards out of here.
Not Ayara, the other one, the big boss. Executive producer.
I don't know why I keep forgetting. I figure her name every time.
I forget how to pronounce it, like Masara or something like that.
But she's big fish.
Oh, big dog.
Yeah, she executive producing, producing shit. She
Marsai
Martin.
There we go.
Yeah, Yarshi, I'm gonna put you with the niggas in the Young Avengers. I'm put you with Algie Smith and all them. So
yeah. Yarshi doing her thing, but. Yeah, man. Hey, where my man Brandon Jack?
Jesse T. Usher. Every time you
say no. I'm thinking of Brandon Jackson.
Brandon T. Jackson.
Why does that sound so wrong, man?
He from Lottery Ticket.
He's from Grownish. And he did Superfly.
Yo, you keep putting a T in his name.
What is it?
Jackson. Name? Something. Wait,
it's Trevor Jackson.
Trevor Jackson. I had the T in Jackson.
There was no T.
There was just no Brandon. No, his name is Trevor Jackson. Okay, I was saying Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah, you have the middle initial. Like, there's no middle initial.
He's doing his R&B, so he's focusing on music.
Yeah.
Focusing on music.
Him and what's his name? Dropped the T, right?
From the Shy.
Him and Lattimore.
Jacob Lattimore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can we put him on the list, too, maybe?
A nice resume. I put him on the team.
He's right where he needs to be.
He is doing exactly what he should be doing.
He is where he needs to be. I don't see it going up. I don't see it going down. He's
worked it up. Him and Algie Smith fighting. Fighting for the same roles.
He is fighting. He'll be on Tyler Perry Studio. He'll be on that lot.
And he's doing the house party movie. He's going to be doing the play role.
He's so right where he needs to be.
When they bring him back, our guy, Brashear Gray from Empire. No.
I have no clue what it is, but
grand opening, grand closing. So,
God damn it! Yeah. But that's what you're doing the
money now. Yeah. That show, and the boy started. While he got married, started beating his wife. I'm like, yo, this take a while.
Hey, man, I want to see the documentary on Surviving That's So Raven because, man, they
the only one that ended up normal.
Oh,
no, you don't remember financially.
No, okay.
Financially,
you remember she had her.
She was wilding for a little bit.
She's wilding.
What? I mean,
still don't think she's black.
Okay, so Corey was wilding. Raven, okay, obviously.
Orlando Brown.
Whatever.
Her white friend seemed all right. We ain't heard from her.
That's because she was white.
Because she is white. She's a Broadway actress. She went right back to Broadway doing theater.
The dad and the mom seem all right. I think the dad in a couple of Hallmark movies.
But they're grown-ass people. Oh, okay. They're adults.
I would hope. Yeah, I'd hope y'all didn't let that go to y'all head.
I hope.
Yeah. Hey, man, you never know, man.
Hey, man.
Shit get dark. But that's what you're doing,
the money. Yeah, man.
The mom, you know, she came from, like, she was an actress doing theater as well. So, like, the people that came, the Disney stuff wasn't about changing. The mom used to be on Living Color back in the day, too. But, the white girl was like the oldest cast. Remember, like,
she looked like she was about 35.
She came in the game 30. She wasn't like one of these kids wilding out.
Boy, them three, boy, they was. Yeah, I don't know what they was giving them on.
Man, Corey started hanging out with Justin Bieber and all them other.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, a little twist era. Man,
that was a nasty era.
Man, Corey in the house. But
that's
what you're doing,
the money now. Yeah, that spinoff was cool, though, man. I ain't gonna lie. I was kind of hey, man, that's when Disney was all right with the spinoffs. Man, I was like, okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
Hey man. Hey. It was cool. they get an E for effort. They was trying, man.
Oh man. But no, that's crazy, man. But So that's coming. Rod. I think they said Rod's coming this one. Next one. So him and Joey Badass. I'm looking forward to those two projects driving.
Yeah.
Didn't they say Nav was coming too? No. Yeah.
I think Chris coming in the month.
Oh, yeah. Chris coming the 24th. I'm not going to listen to him 40 tracks, but it's all good.
It's only 18 this time.
I might give it a listen then.
Might listen to 12.
Yeah. I mean, I did give Nick Cannon a try, though. Nick Cannon. Cannon. All right. Cannon.
Album of the year.
So I think he's dropping another project, too, with like Stevie Wonder on and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Cannon. So.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I have no clue where they found it. But, Nick Cannon, I don't have any takes here, guys.
Listen, Orin got the furthest out of all
it,
of us.
I made it in 8.
I didn't play the album, to be honest.
I was laughing because he did a record, and then he did the remix record right behind it. So as the original was phasing out, he was like, yeah, he didn't do the Diddy. You know he had to do a remix. He didn't do that at the beginning song, but he did that at the beginning.
I know what
song.
Time it is.
Yeah, so then they did the remix right after the original. Like, what happened to people have to like the first song for you to do a remix? Like, he recorded a remix
just in case, man.
Like, this one's gonna take off, so we're gonna have the remix already ready for him. Album's whack, trash. shit. Damn it, Nick. Yeah, damn it. Nick was blaming guy for being too pretty and the women liking him too much. I, you know, he didn't. It wasn't like blank. Well, he, yeah, he said it's God.
He took the turban off, man. I don't know. There's a lot of things going. There's a lot going on. It's a lot going.
Man, the album cover wild. It looked like he eating some. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's a wild, wild place over there at Incredible. He said
Wild Now Studios.
Yeah, Incredible Records is a wild place. You know what I mean,
it's incredible.
He's up to 11 kids, so, you know, he got a lot going on. Man.
Even to the point that Conceited said he ain't no rapper. Like,
yeah.
They asked Conceited about doing music on the Breakfast Club. He was like, nah, I ain't never want to do that. He know he signed that incredible contract. I don't know why he did. He knew he was there. I don't know. Hey, Nick had him sipping the Kool-Aid, the Wild and Out Kool-Aid or something, man.
Yeah, but, man. He got Yo MTV Raps now. So
yeah, so he get Conceited. Like,
I like seeing Conceited transition into like, the whole space.
Yeah, Conceited trying to get about it. He's like, man, I did what I had to do.
I did my job.
I did my battle rap shit. Became a, you know, Wild and Out star. People know my name. People know my name. All right, cool.
The work is done.
I'm going up. Nah, I'm leaving this up. Shit behind.
I am collecting bags. Listen.
I'm leaving this shit behind. I ain't, hey,
it's club in, appearances it's, walked away.
Yeah,
listen,
it's in my past, my boy. But yeah, no. So shout out to Conceited. But yeah, no, that new Kid album trash.
Speaking of people in doing great in the TV space, there's a new show hitting the streets. Hosted by Cameron Cobb.
I can't wait for this one.
Oh, they ready to pimp your house, ladies and gentlemen.
Everybody pay attention to everybody that's going to be on this show, because you will see them down the road in some type of acting capacity, because this is how you started. This is how Pimp My Ride, if you go back and look, they had actors in there, or aspiring actors in there.
Actors, so maybe some.
We didn't know until 10 years later, but so yeah. Anybody that's young and that's doing this, keep an eye out for them.
They're gonna help us, defeat the Brits.
Yeah, I mean, they're gonna be they
support
them.
They're
gonna have.
They're the future Young Avengers.
Yeah. They're gonna. So instead of Monique hating on Tiffany Haddish, it's gonna be Tiffany Haddish hating on whoever this young person on Pimp My House is. So so keep it going. keep it going.
Yeah. No,
how Tiffany doing? She still at
college? I ain't heard from Tiffany Ashton. I think did she come back to school? She went back to college.
Shout out to Tiffany, man. She came. She came in guns blazing, seen it wasn't working, and got up out of here. Made her money. Got shout out to Kev taking.
She did a shit ton of movies that nobody saw, but she did. She got a lot of checks.
She came in, got a lot. She
was,
of
she was in the shit. Last Russ video. That's what she was in.
Kev made sure she knew the producer game, so then she went straight to producing shit. She went straight to backhand money. And
then she signed a bunch of other comedians to 360 deals. Yeah. Got them
backhand money.
Put them on Netflix. She's like, money off debt. So hey, listen.
She's like, I'm gonna use my name.
Say this with, we saying this with love, Tiffany.
I think it was smart. I thought it was smart. Like I didn't really think that she was like a stand up savant. Like she really wanted to do stand up like that. I think she built the name. She's like, cool, like recognition. I could put some young people under me. I'm gonna throw the showcase. You know, put my name on it. Throw the showcase. People look. Boom.
Y'all
do
that. Presents.
Yeah. You know what I mean, boom. I give my backhand money and I'm
on. Yeah, I guess she's redoing
on the backhand. Me and Tracy Morgan. Yeah, we both don't need the money, but we do the last OG. Fuck it. So we just cool.
Nah, remember Haunted Mansion with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah.
She's doing the reboot of that.
She's doing the reboot of that. Like I said,
that's all just backhand money.
she's gonna keep doing movies that we're not gonna see. Cool. But
you're collecting checks.
It's gonna happen. We're just not gonna see it.
Keep collecting.
Checks, it's gonna exist, but I'm saying.
For sure.
She's gonna keep collecting these checks. So shout out to Tiffany Haddish, getting money on the business side and all that stuff. But hey, because she's finessing these people out their bags. Hopefully she get TV hosting jobs. She wanted that Ellen gig too. She wanted that, like, when Ellen retired, she wanted to take over the show. Yeah, I remember that.
Come on, man.
listen.
Nah, that's I ain't mad at it, but
amen.
You know what I mean, it is what it is. Like,
very, 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 very ambitious, but it's not gonna happen.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, but so y'all ready to get
it? I ain't no part of you in that.
Yeah, I know, you got my arm. I was like, arm don't know this.
I can't see it, obviously, but bam.
Nostalgia, y'all ready?
Nostalgia, okay, cool.
So, sorry, Russ, you ready?
Now y'all can go.
You know he ain't ready. Yeah,
hey, man, listen, we still got the list.
we keep that running list, man. I had a couple, like I said, today I was listening to Fab, just like I said, his whole catalog on Shuffle, man. Shout out to Fab, man.
Escaped.
Scapegoat. Big, slickest some.
Double charge. We even ask him how.
Yeah, so, shout out to him. But more so, over the week, I went back, and 2018 really ain't, like, super nostalgic, even though the whole world, it's, like, a whole different world now.
Anything pre-pandemic, that is
whole
great,
different world now.
Great nostalgia.
But I went back and listened to Ella May's project, our first album, and just... And mixed too with the new one, but I was listening to it. I was just like, man, she was it was all, she was at the start of the Great Brit Takeover. You know what I mean? She was one of the pioneers. Yeah. She was on the forefront of the wave, but we didn't know until they started talking. Like, oh, sure. She was one of the pioneers of that, man. I just laughed. I just remember hearing like, oh damn, she from over. Oh shit. Oh damn it, they tricked us again. Hey, I thought she was just some light skinned girl. Nah, she wasn't. Yeah, I mean, shout out to her. And that just randomly made me think of that one girl that was antisocial that they loved. She made that song Here or whatever. Like, what was her name again? Like,
Alicia Cara.
Yeah, I don't know why they just made me think of her for some reason.
I remember killing her for that song.
I knew that was short.
Like, why are you at this party? No one asked you to come out. Like, you think you're gonna come over to my party and just talk all this shit about everybody? It was funny. Bitch, get out.
like I heard she had the machine behind her, but she didn't want it. Like, I'm like, well, what'd you start singing for if you didn't
want? Yeah, I know.
Like, what are you recording music for if you don't want to be that. If you don't want the people to hear it or you don't want to be famous? Or like, what are you recording music for? Like, you don't want people to know you.
It's the Pete Davidson effect. Now he's living his best life.
So what? That was completely side. But yeah, no. Shout out to LMA. Shout out to one of the pioneers for the Big Brit Takeover. They started with the music, then they went to the acting. Like, we just named a bunch of actors. Yeah. So
didn't see that coming. Yeah. By the way, the artist named her.
Yeah.
And LMA, I thought their careers were going to switch places and go in completely different directions than it actually did. So
yeah,
that was crazy. But like the Flintstones and the Jetsons, y'all, like they're having the same time. Yeah. Like, it's about classism because ones of
that shit's it's such a crazy thing. I believe that shit 100%.
Yeah, that's a crazy fan theory. No, my nostalgia is actually Master P's classic film Hot Boy, starring Silk the Shocker, Snoop Dogg,
classic BET classic,
AJ Johnson.
Wow. What's my man's name? What's the old head with the play the villain in every black movie into
Clifton Powell?
Yeah, man, shout out to my guy.
Clifton Powell's literally in everything.
Everything.
He's in every villain. Hood movie. Clifton Powell. His resume is, I bet if you look up, just type in Clifton Powell, just look at his IMDb. It is insane. He was in every
everything black. Everything black.
Low key.
He big role, small role.
Small role, whatever. He was in there.
He
90s all the way up. Like, even movies, you'll look at it like, he was in that? But you didn't notice that was him over there in the corner. Like, he was in House Party. People don't realize.
Oh, shit. He was?
Yeah, see?
Damn, he was.
When Shireen went to go pick up Tisha Campbell from her crib, the dude that answered the door, he's on the phone. Yeah. That's Clifton Powell right there. Like, get on the house, your big nose. that was Clifton Powell just be in there. He's like Forrest Gump. He was part of every historical
stay
event.
Stay working, man.
Shout out to Clifton Powell. He's the only actor in that movie. Some of the worst acting you'll ever see in your life, but it's so entertaining how bad it is. Wow, Silver Chalker, you were even offbeat when you act. That is insane. And that freestyle that he did, that rap that he did in that movie when he was beating on the table and stuff. Oh, that is iconically bad. Shout out to Silver Chalker. They really tried to make him the next man, leading man.
No, people love Chalker. Silver Chalker is the pioneer of the people loving your personality because your talent ain't there. Because he sucked as a rapper, man. But he sucked on No Limit. He was better than what's his name? I forget the guy I'm thinking of. But he sucked as a rapper. But everybody liked him as a person. Everybody liked Silver Chalker as a person. He was the cool one out of the group. Like, people liked him.
But the actor wasn't there, but people loved it. So it's the Michael B. Jordan effect. He walks so Michael B. Jordan can run.
It's Michael B.
If you don't want to end up like Silk Jogger, you need to focus on the acting chop now. Shout out to all the No Limit movies that they was doing. I got the hook up. Sure. I'm gonna watch that next and revisit it for the next episode of the podcast. I got to, not the second one, just the first one.
Did they do a third one or? Which one had Fatboy SSE?
That was two.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
They only did
that
one, and then years
okay,
later,
I thought they had two back in the day.
Do a sequel with one. DC on Fire. Yeah. Yo, DC on Fire, they gotta stop disrespecting you with these.
But he said that too.
I know he said that.
Did
like,
we
talk
about that?
I'm talking on the. I feel like we did. We definitely did. I definitely brought up like how he doesn't get real scripts the way if it was the 90s how they used to get real scripts to like Chris Tucker. Like, he had real writing, real directors making actual real movies, and he got to shine in that aspect instead of just doing some bullshit and like, hey, ad lib and improv this whole fucking movie and film and this bootleg ass shit that we're shooting.
Because we talked about him saying that he was supposed to be in Two, but then they were trying
to get him in all the hood nigga sequels.
He was like his manager was like, nah, he ain't want to. He was like, nah,
Undercover Brothers 2. That's what they were. He already did How High 2.
Yeah, he was like, Like, they wouldn't want you to be that guy to just do the twos. Yeah, no, you just remake all the Chris Tucker classes.
Like, just, because they were talking about that on the on the documentary. What was the documentary? Fat Tuesday's documentary, where it was about that comedy club, that Black Night in Hollywood.
I gotta check that. I ain't watching.
It's so good. They blew up in that. I heard it's good. Because TV producers, and I used to always say this, but now they're actually saying it out loud in the documentary, because I say, like, producers used to come to a club, see, like, we'll give you a TV show. I like your set. That's how people got discovered. It wasn't like, no, you didn't have to have a fan base or social media or anything. It was just based off talent. Niggas used to go in the club. Nick Cannon even said this on the Joe Budden podcast. He's like, yeah, producers used to come in like $500,000. Come in there for the senior set and go, I'll give you $500,000. You $200,000. People was getting $1 million deals. Niggas was walking out of there with deals. It's like, if the right TV producer came in on a certain night during Fat Tuesday and stuff. Yeah, but yeah, definitely watch that documentary. It's on Amazon, Amazon Prime. Russ.
Yeah, man. Yeah, moment of the hour. No, but speaking of Nick Cannon, after I was listening to the podcast, I was like, oh man, he brought a Wildin' Out and like how it all started, yeah. Like him and Kevin and all this stuff. And I was like, I went back and I was like, man. The first, like, four episodes, that shit is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, when Kev was on there, and I had the special performances. Overall, Wildin' Out, like, when it first started. Obviously, it's, you know, still a good product now, but just, like, that first original season, like, when it first came on MTV, and it's like, oh, shit, this is, like, something we ain't really seen like this, too. I was like, and that's back when MTV was, like, in its prime.
In its prime.
You know, like, the heyday. Like, yeah, like, the Real World. Yeah, like, Making the Band was still going on this time, right? Am I?
Yeah. This was the Danny Kane era at that time in 2005.
Yeah, this is them slow. This was the start of MTV taking the M out of TV.
They were transitioning out. They were a couple years away of taking TRL off. They were about to do it, but that sweet, like, little sweet period where great music reality TV shows, and music videos.
What a time, man. Yeah,
and now they just show Ridiculous Next all day.
They show nothing that has anything to do with music. This one thing, if you take away the music videos and stuff, but like, even your reality shows aren't even music related. Yeah. Like, you know, Making the Band was about something.
Viacom, throw us a check, man. We'll get on MTV.
They're Paramount now. They don't like being called Viacom because people are onto them and they're the Illuminati. So they hide behind Paramount, like, we're just Paramount now. Just Paramount now. But no, y'all own Paramount. No, we're Paramount now. No.
Shout out to Paramount.
Don't worry about us owning Paramount and stuff. Like, because
Peacock, low key, Peacock trying to get some traction going over there. I've just been watching Suits. That's why I'm so behind on everything. I've just been watching.
Shout out to Meghan Markle.
Yeah, shout out to Meghan Markle.
Oh, yeah, shout out to
The Horrible Boss. She was in that too.
Yeah. So yeah, I've just been watching Suits, trying to get through it. It's just a dope show. I like it. So Russ, we got it. Oh, that was it. Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Wildin' Out was mine.
Wildin' Out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Shout out to Cat Williams. He was a gunner on there.
Yeah, you know, shout out. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Crockett.
Big staple. Oh, no, you're not. Oh, he was. Oh,
Cat. D-Ray was on there, too.
D-Ray, Davis.
Cat was doing numbers on that joint. Everybody was waiting for him because he was spazzing. Yeah. He was killing niggas in the freestyle, the jokes.
The great thing about him on that show is, like, he never came for anybody. Everybody, like, they would call him and then they would go for him and then he would reply. Like, he never came for anybody. They came for him first.
He murked him, but yeah, so shout out to him, man.
Before he became a hater,
I did. Before that campaign, I was gonna say, did Big Draco lie to us, man? Because I swore he said he was gonna be in Atlanta, but I will say, since they shot two seasons back to back, that he might be in Florida. I'm assuming that's when they'll be back in Atlanta.
You lucky they did shoot two seasons back, because I would have definitely killed him now. To think about, like, hey, nigga, he was not in.
He was not. He did not make it. But I'm like, okay,
I'm an actor now.
Yeah, that's why. I don't know why that randomly.
Because I talked about 4PF, and I remember
you. That's why. Probably, like, oh yeah, he was supposed to be in Atlanta. Donald didn't like that you dropped that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to leak that information. We're just gonna have to cut you out.
Go ahead, cut your
camera. That's why we only do cameos. Like, we can easily cut you out. Like,
that's why they had an evergreen. Like, that's why they had so many evergreens, because they had to cut out all the soldier scenes.
Like, big soldier.
Oh, okay, cool.
He
killed all them episodes. All right, evergreen.
Close your mouth next time. Like,
he was supposed to be in all them spots.
If Liam Neeson ran his mouth, like, yeah, I do a cameo, it's a scene with me and Paperboy, it's supposed to be a surprise. They would have got his scene right out of there. It's easy. The cameo scene, that's smart. Just in case you talk.
Want to talk? Evergreen. Got some evergreens on deck.
When Liam Neeson did pop up in that episode.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I swear, I thought he was. they was putting capes on people that were controversial this whole season, like Liam Neeson, the Kevin Samuels, bad people.
shout out to Gambino. So Big Draco Soldier, Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you in season four when they're
on the clock.
When they're back in Atlanta, I'm assuming they're going to be back in Atlanta.
That's what we think.
Not a lot to us.
Other than that, yeah, we know what happened.
We appreciate everybody for tuning in. This for been episode 95. Man, this is great. Next week is we gonna get into it for 96.
Countdown to 100.
Yeah, 96. We should review either movies or TV.
96, the best year of all time.
This one, yeah, it's one of the best year. Music, movies, all types of shit happened that year.
What a time.
Oh, 95, the movie Friday came out. Speaking of 95. Chris Tucker, I should have said that too. Shout out to Friday. That was good. Sure. Yeah, 96. Oh, it's
Major Payne also came out in 95 too.
Oh, yeah, Major Payne as well.
Shout out to
him. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a Russell Family classic.
Hey, it's a classic.
It is a classic.
Shout out to Hillary.
Dur.
Shout out to Orlando Brown.
Shout out to, you're not getting. I want to see that belly roll. One tubby.
That movie ever. Oh, golly.
That movie came out exactly where it needed to come out.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It climbing the monkey bars in the ring like, Heathcote, you get your big, fat, wide body over that.
Oh, that could never. Boy, that would traumatize.
Trigger.
Traumatize and trigger America, boy, because, that's funny. But, man, episode 95.
Shout
out to 95 South Show. They coming to Minnesota, I think, in October.
That's 85 South. There's 85.
Oh, never mind.
Shout out to the 95 percenters. So
95 percenters.
Because, you know, there's 5 percenters.
There's got to be the 95. Yeah, if y'all the 5 percenters, we are the 95.
We are the majority.
We are the 95 percenters, guys. We are not 5 percenters.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. As always, I am at Brandon Ridley.
At @O_Ridley.
At T Russell 3Ls.
And we will see y'all next time. And as always, plates.